Well, so you might want to know. You might want to know first why. I think you asked me why do I want to be on the school committee, but you might want to know what do I think I bring to the school committee as an individual person, and because anybody can be on the school committee. Why do I think it should be me? And you might want to also know what my priorities are for if I'm elected to the second term. So what I think I bring to the committee is a real, first of all, a real sense that the school committee needs to know what's going on. And that is our fundamental first responsibility, is to know what's going on. And there's a lot of ways that we have to get that information. We talk to parents, we have data, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things that I have done a lot on in particular is ask for data. Let's have data on surveys. Let's have data on special education placements. Let's have data on, attendance, et cetera. So I think that because of my training, I'm particularly attentive to the use of data to find out what's going on. I think it's extremely important in this day and age. You can't work just on parent report or teacher report or superintendent report. So I think that I'm very attuned to that. And I think I'm also somebody who really pushes forward ideas that are not on the table yet. So for example, the attendance issue, I brought that forward even before I was on the school committee. I was bringing forth data that I had gotten from DESE saying, why do we have these high chronic absence rates and what are we doing about it? And that is now on the table, and every principal is looking at their data more carefully, trying to think how to support families. So I would say that I'm somebody who brings forth, ideas from my own ideas about education. And I'm not saying that other candidates or other school committees don't do that, but I'm saying that's something that I think that I'm a strength. And in terms of, I have four priorities, but now I'll tell you what my fifth is. So my first priority, as I said, was math. My second priority is really making sure we have adequate staffing in our schools. This has been something I've really pushed for. I pushed for a roundtable around elementary staffing. We added 16 paraprofessionals that had been cut in 2011. I think I was partly responsible for that happening because I was pushing it for years and years that we need more staff. Adequate staffing in our schools, and that would look different in different schools and at different levels. I do believe it's helpful in high schools to have smaller class sizes. I think that would be true in the middle schools, in particular. So there's no level at which you need fewer staff. Number three, I think we of course, preschool. We're all trying to get universal preschool or at least preschool that's accessible to all families at all income levels because people are getting priced out of Cambridge, not just because of housing costs, but because of early childhood costs. But beyond that, I think we need to talk more about after school and summer programs because a lot of learning happens in those programs and they get short shrift. So I'd like to, we the district is has a plan this year to create more of a network for elementary out of school, which we already have at the middle school level. But there's an intention this year and there's some funding to have that happen. So I think we need to focus more, not just on the alignment, but is it accessible? Are all kids having access to a quality summer and after-school program? That's number three. And then the fourth one is I would like to see some type of systematic program of internships at the high school where every student can participate in some kind of well-designed internship out of school, or it could be something that's negotiated with a teacher of some kind of special independent study. We have a program called the Enhanced Senior Year where a student can arrange that, but it's not standardized for all students. So the students who know about it, the students who might have a very clear interest are the ones who tend to get that type of experience. So that's another one of my goals is to get something like that up and running. We might need a new staff person because it takes a lot of effort and time to organize something like that and to really get out in the community. But that's been a priority of mine for a while.